This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
On corruption, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
It's honestly beyond Twilight Zone when Jake Tapper, who works at CNN, literally the least trusted name in news, the most provable fake news network on the in the history of the world, CNN, stages bombings. They pretend their anchors are at bombings. They stage that in CNN basements. They pretend they're overseas. They go on for weeks and months about some Russia narrative that their own anchors admit doesn't exist. It's literally fake news. You have Anthony Scaramucci sue them over fake news. They have to fire three reporters. CNN, the least trusted name in news, the most fake news out there, called out by everyone, even Democrats, even liberals. And Jake Tapper is going to call out InfoWars for lies. See, this is what Jake Tapper would do. This is how dumb he is. He would come on the air and he would start it off by asking Alex Jones about gay frogs. That's how stupid Jake Tapper is. They don't even realize that the gay frog meme that they try to use against Alex Jones is actually real. I have a feeling Jake Tapper is going to erase that tweet. I'm going to call it. And if he doesn't, and he doesn't debate Alex Jones live, then he's a coward. He's a total coward. Let's go to Steve in Virginia. Go ahead, Steve.
Owen, you were spot on with your take in Charlottesville. The only thing you didn't mention is that the Commonwealth of Virginia and the state police are also culpable for the death of the woman because they did not put up concrete roadblocks to stop traffic. And as far as Antifa is just like, with Antifa and George Soros, it reminds me of the 60s race riots where the communist Russians funded the Black Panthers and they wanted to create race riots in the South so the South secedes from the U.S.
It's just like what Soros does all across the world. And it's an amazing point you bring up about the traffic thing. I'm telling you, this thing was so staged, folks. This thing was so staged. It's not even funny. Just look at the way the road was. Again, you've got these cars in the road. Apparently, one of the cars doesn't even have a driver in it. It's just sitting in the middle of the road. And then the road is wide open for this Challenger to go ram into these cars. And then the road is wide open for this non-professional driver, supposed to be all hopped up on psychotropic drugs, to speed out backwards perfectly like a professional driver, and then drive away, disappear, cops magically find him later. The police helicopter that would have seen the whole thing goes down, and those two police officers die.
Yeah.
Sounds legit to me.
Then the biggest joke is these governors. They call the National Guard, put them on standby. But the reality is the only way you keep the group separated is National Guard troops with M16s and bayonets. That's the only thing they'll ever understand. Anything less is just a joke. It really is. And this is
Here's the thing. They're trying to take away our free speech. And anytime you try to organize and have a march, Antifa's going to show up. Now the mainstream fake news is going to prop them up as heroes. So they're going to be even more empowered now. You got another march that's going to happen in Virginia about a Robert E. Lee statue or some Confederate statue. So it's only going to get worse. It's only going to heat up. And there are, obviously there's fringe right wingers out there that are crazy enough, that are dumb enough to pick up a torch and march in the name of white nationalism behind Richard Spencer. Yeah, if you do that, you're a fringe jackass. Absolutely. Thank you for the call, Steve. Let's go to Max in Wisconsin. Go ahead, Max.
How you doing, Owen, today?
I'm a little upset that my country is being launched into civil war and world war, but other than that, I'm great.
Great. All right. I'm wondering if you know the term mise en scène. It's a French word. You know that word? It's from filmmaking, kind of.
Go ahead.
Mise en scène is French for setting up the scene, and that's pretty much what's going on with all these race risings. But I want to know why there's a Disney song on an NRA advertisement.
a Disney song on an NRA advertisement?
Yeah.
I don't know about this. We'll have to look into that when we come back.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a six-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue Toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
I remember when it's crazy. All right, folks. All right, Max, you got 30 seconds. Tell me about the NRA Disney song. Go ahead, Max.
All right, you know that sweet honey Dana Loesch, that ad you just have on loop. You know, I have a good eye, but my ears not as good as Alex, so you know, I swear I heard that song from somewhere. I was listening to that song in the background. Maybe Nico back there can bring it up. And then cross reference that, and you know that in the age of YouTube, the algorithms will pick it up right away. I mean, if I have a 5 second, 2 second clip, the algorithms are gonna pick it up. But if you search on YouTube the song from Disney,
I think I see where you're going. So you think that they used that song so that YouTube would censor the ad?
No. I think that I'm like Toto with the curtain, you know? I think that the swamp is very deep. This stuff is deep-rooted. A lot of money, like that other caller was talking about.
I don't think I don't think a Disney song being played in the background of that NRA video necessarily indicates that. I suppose that's what Max is thinking. What I think is funny is that you have all of these liberal groups that are funded by Soros attacking Dana Loesch and attacking the NRA. Dana Loesch isn't perfect, okay? Nobody is perfect. I disagree with a lot of things Dana Loesch says on her radio show. She's not my enemy, and I agree with her stances on the Second Amendment. And it's amazing that all these liberal groups, all these Soros-funded groups are attacking Loesch, attacking the NRA, to which I spurred both of them. I said, why aren't you moving to sue these people that are libelous against you? So you've got Alex Jones ready to get to litigate. You've got Diamond and Silk ready to litigate. Jack Posobiec is about to be in court testifying against Antifa. It's time to litigate these people. And we need conservative lawyers and attorneys to step up and to take this battle into the courts, where Trump is now appointing conservative judges, putting his mark on the court, where the liberal judges have had their mark on the court, putting away people like Sheriff Joe Arpaio for following the law. Now, folks, we're being led into a civil war. And when I say I feel bad for Heather Meyer because she got tricked into being out on the streets for a struggle that is brought to her by fake news, this is exactly what I'm talking about. They've attacked Trump for so long. They've demonized Trump supporters for so long. They are the ones that have metastasized this environment. They are the ones that have been terraforming this environment for a civil war. Here's some of these clips. Let's start with MSNBC calling Trump a racist.
The Southern Poverty Law Center website says there are
Southern Poverty Law Center
groups across the country. Are we regressing as a nation that rejects this abhorrent ideology?
Yeah, I think we absolutely are. I mean, look, I think the important thing to say in all of this, or perhaps one of the important things to say, is the incredible responsibility that Donald Trump has.
This rally that
led to the terrorist attack was billed as Unite the Right. I think none of the kind of bottom feeders who are actually there leading this organization, this rally, had the kind of responsibility that, in fact, Donald Trump has had. You know, let's not forget, this is a man who, from the very beginning and even before his campaign, was essentially an unvarnished
Trump
racist.
Is more guilty than the guy that drove the car, according to this
morning.
Nut.
We're coming after these people. This kind of hate will not be tolerated. It cannot be tolerated in America. Does it ring true to you? Do you believe that this administration is going to do something now?
It rings absolutely false to me. Jeff Sessions is in charge of a Justice Department that recently decided the great problem with diversity in this country is that white people are being supposedly denied admission to colleges based on their skin color. That to Jeff Sessions.
Oh, yeah, as if that doesn't happen because of affirmative action.
So, I think the reality is, let's also remember.
That's the reality.
As the head of his commission looking at supposed voter fraud, Chris Kobach, chief vote Kansas, Secretary of State of Kansas. So, no, I think I think there are many people within DOJ and the Civil Rights Division who are absolutely good people, but the leadership is rotten. The stink is coming from the top.
Mark Potok, I say good to see you. It is good to see you, although we are often only speaking under these very extraordinarily unfortunate, horrible circumstances, but I thank you so much for your...
Yeah, that guy being on air is a horrible, unfortunate circumstance. That guy opening his mouth and having an opinion is a very unfortunate circumstance. Let's now move on to Donnie Douche on Trump saying he's a racist. Now Morning Joe contributor Donnie Douche.
We understand why he had to go out and say something, but they view this as a victory for them.
Yeah. What a pathetic, sniveling little man on president is. A coward.
A pathetic, sniveling little man. Says the pathetic, sniveling little man on Morning Joe.
We'll step back for a second as far as what these people are marching for, what they stand for. The Ku Klux Klan for decades and decades, and they're built on...
Just pause it right there. Please just pause it. Folks, this is what I'm talking about. These are the media pundits. These are the broadcasts. This is the message that is sending Antifa out on the streets. This is the message. These are the reports. This is the fake news. These are the people. All these people that I'm playing right now from television news telling you all of these lies about President Trump, They are the ones that told Heather Heyer to go in the streets and protest racism. They are the ones that told Heather Heyer to go on the streets and protest Trump. They are the ones still saying that they will continue the struggle that Heather Heyer died for. Folks, Heather Heyer died for a fake struggle. You know the saying, the struggle is real? The struggle is fake. The struggle is fake. And it's sniveling, snot-nosed punks who justice will only befell them when they die and go to hell that are responsible for this. Go on with the clip.
African Americans, the Nazis are built on the followings of Adolf Hitler, of exterminating Jews.
George Soros was a Nazi, you sniveling punk.
No, we don't think Jews should exist on this planet. We're going to exterminate. That's what World War II is
President
about.
President Trump has Jews in his family.
Can you not condemn those people?
He did condemn them 10 times.
Is that what this is? It is so disgusting and repulsive. And
no, you're disgusting and repulsive.
When you watched him speak.
You literally make my blood boil.
You know, we've seen him speak passionately. When the first part of it, he was almost reading that text, almost like he didn't want to. And then when he got animated was when he got to the many sides part. The many sides. You know, Joe has asked me many times on this show, you know, Donnie, you and I have known Trump for years. He says racist things, but he's not really a racist. No, he is a racist. He is a racist. Can we just say it once and for all? He's talked about reverse discrimination against whites, the birther movement. We have a racist as a president because a man that cannot stand up and condemn the Ku Klux Klan Nazism is a racist.
Yeah, he's only condemned him 100,000 times. And here, this Donnie Douche goes on the air, makes up lies about President Trump, slanders President Trump, gets away with it, and then Heather Heyer goes out in the streets and dies for the very lies that Donnie Douche just told you on MSNBC. Only the devil will have justice for you. Let's now go to ABC. No, I'm sorry, let's go to Face the Nation, CBS, that says Trump is a racist. Go ahead.
Jamel, the president says he wants to find out what happened in Charlottesville and seek for the roots of this. What's your reaction to that?
This panel, that if you're looking for the roots white supremacists...
We weren't this upset when the Black Lives Matter protest killed multiple police officers. We weren't this upset when Steve Scalise got shot. We weren't this serious when Clayton Carter killed his GOP committeeman neighbor, a Trump hater. But we're very upset now. Yeah, it's very serious.
David Duke that he refused to condemn.
Yeah, he hasn't condemned any of these people. He's literally... Oh, my God. Just shut my mic off.
...to the White House. You look at the president's behavior, and at a certain point, you're going to have to say that maybe the reason he doesn't condemn these people is because in one way or another, he may see them as allies, see them as part of his activist base. And that, I don't know how one deals with that, but if you're trying to examine the roots of this, then I think you have to look there.
These people are lower than scum. I had to have the crew turn my mic off because I can't even handle this. Let's now go to ABC. The Week, saying Trump is racist.
And even more so, I think when you think about this, who shares responsibility in this? Who shares responsibility? It's not only the man, it's not only the movement, but anybody that points their fingers at Mexicans and Muslims shares responsibility.
Well, the president has to share responsibility. The fact is that through that campaign, he blew all kinds of whistles that those of us who grew up in the Jim Crow South, like I did, recognized immediately. It was just calling out to these white supremacists who then felt empowered by it. And the president now not calling them out. You know, he should listen to Nikki Haley, who's now UN ambassador. She's the person who started bringing down Confederate monuments.
To the point.
And she did it so graciously in exactly the right tone after the killings at Mother Emanuel Church.
To the point of those emboldened by the president's words, David Duke, on Friday night, Alex Castellanos, here's what he said. We're determined to take our country back. We're going to fulfill the promises of Donald Trump. That's what we believed in. That's why we voted for Donald Trump. The president can't seem to find the words to denounce.
But this is also a really watershed moment for the Justice Department, because it's not just that they're categorizing these hate crimes. Jeff Sessions has gone back weeks on a lot of these things having to do with race, taking a look at the Obama federal investigations of how police treat people of color. He's saying, let's not do that anymore. Let's keep voting rights suppressed. He's doing a lot of things that send signals to these white supremacists.
All right, now Meet the Press claims Trump is racist. Roll that one. So all these people saying Trump's racist.
Condemn what happened and the people who carried out the act allegedly made up. In Charlottesville on many sides. And he had many times, many tweets where he could have corrected that, where he could have gone further and right. didn't.
No, I mean, it's a, look, you can't say it's anything other than deliberate. He has a reputation for not being afraid to call individuals out, whether they're members of the media, politicians that make him upset, fellow world leaders. So we know he's...
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalist. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your Caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The enemy of justice is lies and slander. And even though that is it's literally, it's the hardest thing that I could possibly do on radio is to sit here and play for you five clips in a row of mainstream television cable news telling you Trump is a racist. We just played the five clips. Dozens of pundits, and this is just a small smattering of it. But you noticed one thing, didn't you? You noticed one thing about all these people claiming Trump is a racist. They didn't provide any evidence. They didn't provide any clips. They didn't provide any sound. They didn't provide any facts. They didn't provide any evidence. Just conjecture. Just accusations. Yeah, it's really hard to come on air and know that there is an attempt to bring down America, to start a civil war, know who the liars in the media are, call them out, and then still you have people like Heather Heyer who go out on the streets and have now died for the very lies that are spewed out every day by mainstream news. And they say that we will continue to struggle for the struggle that Heather died for. Lies. Literally liars on television who provide zero evidence of their claims. I am sitting here telling you that I believe it's mainstream television news forcing Heather Heyer into the street, then she dies, and then I play the clips proving it. They tell you Trump's racist all day long, play zero clips. They tell you Trump has never condemned any of this violence, even though he's done it over and over and over and over and over. So now here's a clip again of mainstream television news trying to demonize President Trump.
Specifically condemn what happened and the people who carried out the act allegedly in Charlottesville on many sides. And he had many times, many tweets where he could have corrected that, where he could have gone further and right. Didn't.
I mean, look, you can't say it's anything other than deliberate. He has a reputation for not being afraid to call individuals out, whether they're members of the media, politicians that make him upset, fellow world leaders. So we know he's capable of singling folks out.
You're talking about Nazis, you're talking about the KKK, you're talking about white supremacists. If you can't come out and easily and readily and quickly condemn that, what can you do?
No, and the ambiguity there. You know, Mark Sanford, the congressman from South Carolina, I want to give him credit for this quote. He has said, candidate Donald Trump's campaign unleashed a demon that's been out here.
No, that was you. That was you that unleashed the demon with your lies and your fake news. So here's them lying about President Trump, saying he's racist, he's never condemned violence. Again, I give to you the clip of a compilation of President Trump condemning violence.
He never said to white nationalists explicitly, and if he did, I can't remember it off the top of my head, but I don't think he did, he never said, I don't want your support. Don't vote for me. I don't think he did. I was there every day.
How do you feel about the recent endorsement from David Duke?
I didn't even know he endorsed me. David Duke endorsed me? Okay. All right. I disavow. Okay?
I totally disavow the Ku Klux Klan. I totally disavow David Duke. I've been doing it now for 2 weeks. This is, you're probably about the 18th person that's asked me the question.
David Duke is a bad person who I disavowed on numerous occasions over the years.
What he didn't do is say that he was not going to accept the support of any of these fringe groups.
I've rejected David Duke. I've rejected the KKK, the Ku Klux Klan. From the time I'm 5 years old, I rejected them.
Donald Trump, refusing to condemn former Ku Klux Klan Grand Wizard David Duke, what do you see as the biggest problem?
This is 17 years prior.
Right, well, you've got David Duke just joined. A bigot, a racist, a problem.
Trump brings David Duke up in an interview to disavow him 17 years ago.
On Friday, I disavow. Why ask him again on Saturday?
All right, okay, so we get the point. Folks, you have to ask yourself, how is it that for 20 years, President Trump can disavow this crap? For the entire time leading up to the presidential election, President Trump can disavow this crap. Then on the weekend of all the violence, President Trump disavows this crap multiple times on Twitter, multiple times in press conference, disavows, condemns all of it, the whole nine yards, calls them all out, except for the leftists. He doesn't touch the leftists. He leaves the leftists alone, quote unquote, leftist Antifa. And it doesn't even matter that for years, for interviews, phone calls, everything, across the board, condemning, disavowing, the liars in media still get on television and tell you he's never done it. The liars in television media still go on TV and tell you he's a racist. And then they want to blame Trump when their own minions go out on the streets to protest Trump, who they lied about, and then die, and then they blame Trump. This is wackier than the Twilight Zone, folks.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials. Just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Today I'm excited to announce the new limited shipment of DNA Forces finally arrived at the InfoWars warehouse in Austin, Texas. We have thousands of listeners on the waiting list who signed up for AutoShip to receive out-of-stock products at DNA Force, and we are now once again expected to sell out very, very soon. But when it comes to a formula that is such a game-changer like DNA Force, we never know when we will be able to secure an additional supply of the key ingredients. The secret behind DNA Force is its powerful lineup of patented ingredients like CoQ10, systematic enzymes, NAR lipoic acid, BioPQQ, and many others. BioPQQ alone is backed by an unprecedented 175 clinical studies. And just one batch of this stuff costs us more than $30,000. Visit InfoWarsLife.com and read the reviews for yourself. Over 700 reviews have given DNA Force an unheard of 4.8 out of 5 stars through our third-party certified review agency, Power Review. Take advantage of this new limited shipment and get DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
You should have just been coming into the Twilight Zone theme all day today. Another story from the Twilight Zone. You may know Legal Latino Heat. I've interviewed him a couple times. He's now been arrested. He's in jail on $50,000 bail. I don't have all the details. I'm talking to his people right now. But Legal Latino Heat is an American citizen. He's a Latino. He's a cowboy. He's brave. He's a soldier in the fight for America. He goes as a troll, an illegal transgender Muslim. He goes as a troll to a march. And get this, the very liberals that want to tell you you're a Islamophobe have him arrested claiming he's a Muslim terrorist. So now he's in jail as a Muslim terrorist because the left said he was, even though the left says that Islamophobia is a real thing, and he's actually a Latino Trump supporter. Anyway, Let's get back to something that makes sense. BuzzFeed Mega Specials at InfoWarsStore.com. If you don't take advantage of these specials, folks, you're going to miss out on some of the biggest slashes in prices that we've ever had. This is a thank you to BuzzFeed for testing our products. So now you know. We told you it was the best, but Jake Tapper says we're a liar, even though everything we say turns out to be true in triplicate. So BuzzFeed wanted to make sure our products were the best like we say they are, and then BuzzFeed discovered they were, so we now have the BuzzFeed special. BrainForce 55% off, Survival Shield 55% off, Secret 12 55% off. All of those great products, a must-have for me products, under $20 right now at InfoWarsStore.com, plus free shipping. So you can get all three of those products right now, free shipping, under $60. Don't forget about the huge special that we're running right now on InfoWars Select Storable Food with the coupon code GOBLIN. You take the code GOBLIN and you plug that in on the InfoWars Select Storable Food special. That's 50% off. 50% off right now. InfoWars selectable, select storable food, 50% off, and free shipping. You are literally saving hundreds of dollars right now on InfoWars select storable foods right now with the BuzzFeed Mega Specials, the free shipping specials, and the coupon code GOBLIN. And with Antifa getting more crazed out there, you might want some storable food for your family with the threat of World War III increasing, or supposedly increasing. Why wouldn't you want storable food? Coupon code GOBLIN, 50% off plus free shipping. It's hard to cover this, folks. It's hard to remain stable and not go off the rocker when you're covering the Civil War for America and you have outright liars lying about the president of the United States and providing zero evidence, and then you have poor, manipulated, brainwashed fools. I'm sorry, again, not to sound insensitive, but that was Heather Heyer. That's why she went out and marched. That's why she died. Here's a clip put together by our own Darren McBreen, Trump versus the mainstream media.
The fact that it took the president 2 days to come out and clearly denounce racists and white supremacists is shameful. And I think he finally spoke out.
That is a lie. That is a lie. That is a lie. That is a lie. Excuse me. Go ahead.
At the president's original comments on all of this. This all happened before a madman plowed into a group of people with his car. Here's what President Trump tweeted. Quote, "We all must be united and condemn all that hate stands for. There's no place for this kind of violence in America. Let's come together as one." The president also said, "We must remember this truth. No matter our color, creed, religion, or political party, we are all Americans first."
If you're looking for the roots of why white supremacists and neo-Nazis felt emboldened to march on a college town, you don't have to look very far from the White House.
We have a racist as a president, because a man that cannot stand up and condemn the Ku Klux Klan and Nazism is a racist.
He was a coward. He didn't have the spine to behave like the leader of the United States, and I feel that to be shameful. He's not only unfit to be president. In my book, his lack of empathy, his lack of leadership, his lack of courage, he's unfit to be human.
Even after a few hours to think about it, the best he could do was squeeze in this response before a bill signing.
"We condemn in the strongest possible terms this egregious display of hatred, bigotry, and violence on many sides. On many sides."
Wait, on many sides? This was a white nationalist rally. You have to call that out by name.
"Racism is evil, and those who cause violence in its name are criminals and thugs, including the KKK, neo-Nazis, white supremacists, and other hate groups that are repugnant to everything we hold dear as Americans."
They don't want to mention Antifa and how Antifa literally came trained, militarized, doing warlike maneuvers. You know, they bring coolers and you think, oh, it's to stay hydrated. No, it's filled with water balloons, filled with feces, urine, just disgusting things that will pop and explode on people. And water bottles filled with the same substances.
Yeah, he just got struck with pepper
Reverend Christ. By some radical liberal helping him. We're not all like this. No, you see, that guy that attacked him is not a liberal. He's a Marxist.
Every time one of these situations happens, you know, you see the worst of people sometimes. I think we saw it out of the left.
This egregious display of hatred, bigotry, and violence on many sides. On many sides.
Many sides? Mr. President, this is terrorism, not your order at KFC.
After 2 days of intense public pressure, today the president was finally willing to say that Nazis are bad.
How can you possibly say you condemn this in the strongest possible terms when you don't even name the groups responsible?
Trump has a permanent hard-on for condemnation. And yet, when it came time to condemn white supremacists and Nazis, it was limp city.
Obama and I both share some responsibility here. I mean, I embraced alt-right racist. Obama was black. We both contributed to the problem in our own way.
You know, and the liberal media couldn't control themselves. They couldn't resist the opportunity to somehow turn this on President Trump. I was proud of the original statement. He knows, the president, you have to be measured. You have to be calm. You want to calm the waters. You want to be thoughtful in your initial statement because it's early on and you don't have all the facts and you don't want to speak out of hand. Then over the weekend, as he learned more facts, he came out today and reiterated what he said in even some more forceful terms. I was proud of the way he handled that.
The reason why I believe it is quote-unquote liberal or leftist media that is inciting a civil war and trying to start a coup against our president, our elected president, Donald Trump. George Soros is behind a lot of that, and Antifa is behind a lot of the violence.
Black Lives Matter were among some of those counter-protesters. Draw a distinction for me, if you will.
Well, I think what's important in this moment is white nationalists are actually fighting to take away people's rights. Black Lives Matter and groups like Black Lives Matter are fighting for equality.
President, can you explain why you did not condemn those hate groups by name over the weekend? They've been condemned. They have been condemned. Can we ask you some more questions, then, sir?
It doesn't bother me at all, but I like real news. I'm facing it. Yes, they do.
And that was obviously the voice of Jim Acosta, our senior White House correspondent, chatting the questions to the president about why didn't you condemn the racist clashes over the weekend in Charlottesville earlier. He said they've been condemned, and they was yelling, I think he was yelling it back at Jim, your fake news.
Right.
This is Donald Trump over the years, something the Destroy Trump media will never show you, condemning Duke, white supremacists. Look,
what are your views on the Ku Klux Klan and white supremacists?
I totally disavow the Ku Klux Klan. I totally disavow David Duke. I've been doing it now for 2 weeks. This is, you're probably about the 18th person that's asked me the question. I didn't even know he endorsed me. David Duke endorsed me? Okay. All right. I disavow.
David Duke announced his Senate candidacy, claiming your agenda for his own, or essentially saying, glad that you spoke out.
Are you ready before you ask the question?
Newt Gingrich said, every Republican should repudiate this guy, no matter what it takes.
And I do. Rebuked. Is that okay? Rebuked.
Rebuked.
Done.
What do you see as the biggest problem with the Reform Party right now?
Well, you've got David Duke just joined. A bigot, a racist, a problem. I mean, this is not exactly the people you want in your party.
I say red baseball caps mean you're an ass.
My gosh, it all just hit me with that clip that Darren McBreen put together. It all just made sense to me, folks. President Trump is like the most tolerant, patient man in the history of the world. If I had all of this media, all of these people in the streets, all these people on social media lying about me, committing libel and slander against me, going on television and lying about me, calling me things, I probably would have gone full dictator and thrown them all in a gulag. And Trump just lets them do it. He just lets them do it. He doesn't even address it. He just goes on and keeps fighting his battles. Somehow just ignores it all. And it all hit me when I was watching that clip from Darren McBreen. Folks, they're just trying to gaslight him. That's all they're trying to do. They really, this is all they're trying to do is to tick him off. That's all they're trying to do. They're trying to instigate him. They're trying to poke him and 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 poke him until he actually acts against them. Until he actually moves against them. And then they'll claim he's a dictator. Then they'll claim he's a tyrant. Then they'll claim he's an authoritarian. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. These people are such scum. These people are such scum. They hate this country so much. They hate America so much. They hate Trump so much that they're going to sit around all day long and instead of covering news, they're going to gaslight President Trump. Oh my gosh, what is this? Pull that article back up. What was that story? The reverse gaslighting of President Trump? This is from the New York Times. They're admitting their plan. They're admitting their plan. That's all this is. They're all gaslighting him. They're all teaming up to gaslight him. And Trump isn't falling for it. Wow. Folks, they're doing the same thing in the streets to Trump supporters. They're trying to gaslight all of us. And it honestly, it works on me. I'm literally up here fuming, blood boiling, because they want to take our country down. They're not letting us. I mean, this is like the NBA telling LeBron James that he has to play in concrete shoes. So then LeBron has to go out there and play in concrete shoes. Clearly can't compete with the rest of them. And then they're like, look at LeBron. He's so slow. He sucks. Trying to gaslight him. Wow. That really all just hit me with that clip. Let's go to Robert in California. Go ahead, Robert.
President, the president said that he was going to investigate everybody or investigate the issue. If he investigates it, he's going to find out the same thing that we've known forever, that Antifa and Black Lives Matter are all ran by George Soros, and it's a good possibility he's going to run them up as a domestic terrorist group. That's why he didn't name them, because he wants to wait for the investigation first.
I think you're right, and I think he's also been waiting for the mainstream media to glorify them. I think that you're right. Some people, you know, they don't think that any brinkmanship ever goes on. But, you know, it's funny because look at the mainstream media where you have no, for the last 8 months, let's just look at the year 2017. Let's just look at 2017. For the last 8 months, how much media coverage have you seen demonizing Antifa outside of a select few Fox News programs? Zero. How many news programs have you seen on mainstream cable television demonizing Black Lives Matter violence outside of a few Fox programs? Zero. How many times have you seen cable television news cover liberal political assassination attempts? Hodgkinson on Steve Scalise and other members of the Republican Party. Clayton Carter on his neighbor for being a Trump supporter, and he's a Trump hater. Zero. You don't even see that on Fox News, hardly. But what do you know? A staged event, a completely staged event that can be used to demonize Trump supporters, they all cover that. Every single one of them. All weekend long. All day long. And then they tell you that Trump hasn't disavowed it, even though he's already done it multiple times. And all it is an attempt to gaslight us into civil war. I just pray to God. I just pray to God that justice befell these people on earth. Because they're gonna just ruin the planet Earth before they go to hell. Go ahead, Robert. Finish up your points.
Yeah, I'd like to really see President on Gab. That's where his honest base is. Gab was meant for that. He can be on Twitter and Gab, but at least he's going to get not censored on Gab.
Yeah, and here's the thing, too. You can link your Gab to your Twitter. I said this a while ago. President Trump could literally change the game overnight if he got off Twitter and got on Gab. Because all of a sudden, Twitter doesn't control that social media landscape anymore. All of a sudden, the mainstream news has to cover Gab because Trump gets on Gab. That's how that works. I don't know if Trump has ever thought of that, even knows of Gab, or if that's anything on his radar. But yeah, I made that point, too. It's a great point. Let's squeeze in Rick from Illinois. Rick, real quick, you got 60 seconds. Go ahead.
All right. First of all, can you hear me okay?
Yep, go ahead.
All right. I've got a lot of stuff to cover here real quick. We're talking about Antifa and BLM and all. First of all, let's take a look at – hold on. Let me get off speaker, okay?
All right, Rick in Illinois, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Is that better?
Yeah, that's good.
Okay, yeah, I had you on speaker. Let me get you off real quick. I got you. All right. First of all, you're talking about Antifa and the Black Lives Matter movement. This is going to take me about 5 minutes to cover all of this because I do research like you guys do. I run my own website like you guys do. If the BLM and Antifa went to insist, and nobody's touched on this yet, if they were to insist on trying to erase our history, taking down the Civil War heroes or non-heroes, the Civil War statues, they need to take all of their currency out of their pockets and burn it.
Mm-hmm.
Because most every president on all of our currency was a slave owner.
Well, it's all lies. I will hold you over for the next segment, Rick, but it's all based on lies anyway. I mean, that's the whole point. I guarantee you, we're going to prove this. They don't even know who Robert E. Lee is. You can ask them a question about Robert E. Lee, they won't even know. Like the fact that President Lincoln actually thought Robert E. Lee was a hero. Robert E. Lee didn't even want statues, folks. He didn't even want the statues. But they don't read history. They've never even read a book.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
So now now the Anne Frank Center on Twitter that spouts fake news and lies about Trump all day long wants Trump's Twitter account suspended. Well, maybe your Twitter account should be suspended. What type of a person... No, seriously. Think about this analogy. What type of a person tries to agitate you, tries to poke you, tries to get a reaction out of you just to bother you? What type of person does that? A toddler. An immature, snot-nosed brat. And that's what 90% of television news is? Just agitators? Little pea-brained, snot-nosed brats with a little slingshot just trying to hit you, a little paper bullet, just trying to get a reaction out of you. And for the most part, Trump has been sloughing it off. People are pointing out, well, he fired Flynn, he made this move here, so maybe some of the gaslighting is working. Regardless, it's time for Trump to go on the offense, and I'm hoping he's priming for that. Folks, got to remind you before we get off air here, the BuzzFeed special at InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage of all this. Please, folks, support us. We are under constant attack right now. They're trying to censor us. We want to expand to the next level. They want to stop that from happening. So go to InfoWarsStore.com. We got great specials going for you right now. The BuzzFeed special, some of our best products right now. Some of our best, most highly rated products are 55% off. That includes BrainForce, Survival Shield X2, and Secret 12, three products that are a must-have in my supplement cabinet, all under $20 right now. And, of course, right now, you may want some storable food with coupon code GOBLIN, 50% off storable foods at InfoWarsStore.com. Best storable food you can find for the price, 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Plus free shipping. That's hundreds of dollars in savings. Let's go back out to Rick in Illinois. Rick, go ahead.
Yeah, you're getting ready to get off air. So let me make a couple key points real quick, and then if I can, plug my website, which is just like yours. I've had it 4 years and got almost 250,000 hits. But we're talking about money with the presidents that were slave owners on money, and then a lot of people don't realize that picnics were in fact used to sit where families went out and sat on their lawns and watched the Civil War fights.
Yeah.
All right. Not only that, lawn jockeys. A lot of people call lawn jockeys racist, but they don't realize that lawn jockeys were those little black and white statues that people put in front of their homes to let them know where they could get quarter at. And the black lawn jockeys were actually places where the slaves could get quarter at for the night during the war.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Other comments.
Now, what's the name of your website? What's the name of your website?
Conspiracy News, CONSFEAR.
ConspiracyNews.com. Now, we actually have the story,
Not conspiracy.
Conspiracy.
Fear is the greatest conspiracy of all.
Now, we have the story here, guys. Pull up the story about Robert E. Lee not wanting his statues up. You guys said you had that story. You know, I'm a big fan of the old Western film Magnificent Seven. It was one of my favorite movies growing up. Now, they did a remake of this movie with Denzel Washington and Chris Pratt and some other big-name actors. I think Ethan Hawke was in it, too. I can't remember all of them. And I watched it for the first time, and it was kind of a letdown. I didn't think that they did very well. I thought that the first one was much better. I watched it again last night, and it actually made me realize how brilliant the brand-new Magnificent Seven is and probably why Denzel Washington took the role. So the Magnificent Seven is a story about a bunch of Lone Rangers, a bunch of gunmen in the Wild Wild West who team up, come together to defeat essentially a tyrant, an authoritarian over this neighborhood. And in the original, it's just a bunch of white guys, just a great old Western flick. In the new one, they put an angle out there. The leader of the Klan, Denzel Washington, is a black man. Also, in his group of people is a leading Confederate soldier who had confirmed 23 kills. They work together. Also in the group is a Native American Indian and an old American who came from Europe who hates Indians. But they all work together. They're all on the same team to defeat tyranny, to defeat authoritarianism, to defeat the foot of someone telling you what to do. That's what America needs. We all have to unite, no matter what our color is. Religion is nothing. Unite, and we will stand.
Myco ZX is back in after five.